Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing, Daniel?
Baruch Hashem, I'm doing well, Hanok.
Baruch Hashem. Just waiting a few more minutes before we get started.
Okay.
You're the first one to arrive.
Okay. I have some background noise, so I'm going to go ahead and go on mute.
Okay.
Saranji.
Good evening, Kodesh Tov.
Hello.
Kodesh Tov. Good evening.
Good evening. Are you there?
I'm here.
Huh? Okay.
I'm here. We're going to be starting momentarily.
Okay. Wonderful.
As we usually start on Rosh Chodesh a little differently than we do during the regular classes, we'll start initially connecting to the energy of certainty from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It's
okay.
Parsha Yibo, Pasuk 29.
Okay.
I'm next.
Kodesh Tov to all of you. We're starting with the Lashonu food and then the certainty pasuk from the Zohar. Lashonu food could shabari fu ishkin te bib hilu or hilu 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 or hilu. Uyakka Lashem yud he bavate. The Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar v'kamatar tane nan dekudsha v'richu koma de'aved le'eila v'tata kolaihu. Kishot the Ovada, Dikshot, the late Lach Mila, the Alma, Divae Barnash, the Dach Yalea, Minea Ulan Haga, the Yakalana, the Hakulu Ovada, Dikshot, Inun, Wicolite, the Reef, the Alma. And now we're going to start discussing the month of Cheshvan, the month of Mar Cheshvan. It's only one of two months that have special names in the Hebrew alphabet, in the Hebrew calendar. The month of Cheshvan is referred to as Mar Cheshvan by the sages in the Talmud. And Mar is the Hebrew word for bitter. And so why is the month of Cheshvan a bitter month? Kodesh Tov. Why is the month of Cheshvan, which is the month of Scorpio, why is it a bitter month? And it actually isn't a bitter month. But because it has no holidays as of yet, it is a bitter month. You'll notice I said no holidays as of yet. All of the Hebrew holidays are on the 15th of the various months. Tishrei is a little unique. It has 22 days of holidays. So every day is a holiday in Tishrei. But even so, the holiday of Sukkot is on the 15th of Tishrei. The month of Hanukkah has the holiday of Hanukkah. I should say the month of Kislev has the holiday of Hanukkah. And Hanukkah runs over into the first 2 days of Tevet. And Shvat has the holiday of Tu B'Shvat, the holiday of the new year of the trees. And Pisces has a holiday on the 15th of the month, or the 14th of the month, which is Purim. And, of course, Nisan has Pesach, starting on the 15th. And Taurus has second Pesach. And Sivan, of course, has the giving of the Torah, Shavuot. And there's no holiday in Cancer, in Tammuz. That's the only other month without a holiday. Av has Tisha B'Av and Tu B'Av. And then Elul has the holiday of the creation of the universe on the 25th day of the month. But why is Cheshvan called bitter? The explanation that it doesn't have a holiday will never satisfy a student of Kabbalah. Why? Because Kabbalah is looking for spiritual explanations. Because the cause of anything is spiritual. The fact that there's no holiday in the month has something to do with the physical. It's not a spiritual explanation. There's an interesting aspect to the word mar. It's spelled mem resh. Mem is water. It created water. And resh has two sounds. It has two energies, essentially. One energy is the rosh, the head, and the other is the reish, which is dull or poor. But we can reverse the order of the letters from Memresh to Resh Mem. We can change the order and realize that when we have the head of the water, the beginning of the rivers, the head of the rivers, the mouth of the rivers, when we have that beginning and we're dealing with water, we're dealing with chesed. And chesed means loving kindness. So we have a month that is called bitter that we can transform into being elevated, which is the meaning of the word Ram, Resh Mem. How do we reverse the order? When you look at the difference in the letter Mem, when it is a final letter, it is closed. When it is the beginning letter, it is open. And with respect to water, water must be contained. So when you have the opening for the water to flow out, to escape, for the love to go out and share with others, this is the mar, the bitterness, because people go and share with an expectation of receiving back. And that leads to bitterness. It leads to unfulfilled expectations. But if you go out and share with no expectation of receiving back, you elevate, you put the resh, the head first, and you close the mem, where all of that love is contained in a vessel. Cheshvan, I'm going to read a paragraph in our handout. You can find the handout on any Yeshem webpage. On the right side, underneath the two pictures, there's a link to the unique astrological times. When that page opens up, scroll down to Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, 5779. That will be our handout today. And when you open it up, scroll about an inch down to the ancient Hebrew astrology connections. The meaning of Cheshvan in Aramaic is to figure, to reckon, to calculate. We do Cheshvan, Cheshbon, HaNefesh. That's the chart that we look with all of the different tetragrammatons, with all the different vowels connecting to the different sephirot and to the different body parts. We use that in the Anabakoah. But what is a calculation? What is a cheshbon? It's a spiritual accounting. And it's recommended to take stock of your day as you get into bed and go to sleep. It's part of the process of the nighttime Shema. And as we know, the nighttime Shema is our protection shield, so that we can elevate as far as possible and be rejuvenated in that process. So the next day, we are active and happy and have been cleansed and rejuvenated. But only if we calculate, evaluate, what was our day like. So this is the month of Cheshvan, to calculate, to figure. And the real essence of this understanding is all during Tishrei, those 22 days of holidays, we revealed light. And in Cheshvan, we have to manifest that light. What is the cause? The cause is the month of Tishrei. What is the effect? The cause, the effect is the month of Cheshvan. How much of that light can you manifest in your life during Cheshvan? If you don't calculate, if you don't reckon, if you don't take stock during Cheshvan, you don't really know if you're calculating it, if you're manifesting it. And if you're not manifesting it, you're leaving space for the coldness of the Akrav, the coldness of the Scorpio. Scorpio is the zodiac sign. Scorpio is the scorpion, animal. It's spelled Ayin Kuf Resh Bet. The first and the last letter spell Ayin Bet. And you've heard me say that often, because Ayin Bet has a gematria of 72. Must be the 72 names, right? It must be wisdom, as the tetragrammaton, when spelled out with yuds, has a gematria of 72. Connection to Chokhmah, wisdom. This is the month of Cheshvan. It's all of this power. There's just one problem. The Scorpio has those middle two letters, Kuf and Resh, spelling car, spelling coldness. You have to remove the coldness to find the 72, the wisdom, to manifest the light you revealed in Tishrei. That's the positive aspect of the month of Cheshvan. It's very, very powerful. But when you look at the Hebrew meaning of Cheshvan, politely, it's described as being connected to feelings. But feelings such as worry, fear. The scorpion animal, insect, is the only insect in the world, only animal in the world, that when it goes into crisis of fear, does not know what it does and can eat its own children. Such a wonderful mother is the Scorpio. I know from firsthand examples. Because my father was a scorpion sun sign and my mother was a scorpion sun sign. And I know how to survive that. It's called build yourself an ark. Oh, that's what we're going to read from the Torah this week about how Noah, comfort, the energy of comfort, builds an ark to survive the coldness of the month of Cheshvan. The month of Cheshvan has no holidays, but it has some very high energy days. In fact, today, Tuesday, if we disregard the energies of Shabbat, of course, we could never disregard that. But just to understand how strong is Scorpio, how strong is Cheshvan, the month of Cheshvan has this calculation, this coldness. Because on the 11th of the month, now we know that the number 11 connects to the 10 Sephirot plus the negative system. It connects to all of creation. Everything that was created is in the energy of Cheshvan. On the 11th day, there are two people who chose to leave this world, two tzaddikim. One is Rachel, our mother. Rachel, the wife of Jacob, the mother of Joseph and Benjamin, but she's also the mother of all of Israel because she chose to die on the road. And Jacob, through his Ruach HaKodesh, knew to bury her on the road so that she could be the mother to all the tribes. during her life. Her sister was having baby after baby after baby, her nephews. And she was helping them to grow. She was their mother too. And then she had Joseph. And she died in the birthing of Benjamin. But even before Rachel, there was the eighth generational leader of humankind. If you go starting with Adam and going to Seth and then Enosh and keep counting the listing of the genealogy in the book of, in the parasha of Genesis that we read last week, you get to the seventh, and that is Hanoch ben Yared. But Hanoch had a son. His son was Methuselah, the longest living human being in history. Methuselah was to be, was the leader of his generation. That's why he was named specifically in the genealogy. Methuselah chose to leave this world on the 11th of Cheshvan to provide a channel of power, of longevity, of continuity in a month that is has this energy of fear and worry and concern. This is the month, the 11th day of Cheshvan. That is a holiday, but it's not a holiday. And today, being the Rosh Chodesh of Cheshvan, is the strongest, highest energy day of the year, except for holidays and Shabbatot, the Sabbaths. This is the energy of Cheshvan. And what was supposed to happen? If people did their work properly, Noah would have been the 10th generation. Noah would have been the Mashiach of the generation of the world. Adam was the Mashiach. Methuselah was the Mashiach. Noah is the Mashiach. But the generation isn't worthy. And so Methuselah was to become the Mashiach on the 17th day of Cheshvan. But because Methuselah passed on the 11th, and Noah was righteous in his generation, we had no choice. God had no choice but to start the flood, the wake-up call, on the 17th day of the month of Cheshvan. Remember, the 17 is the gematria of the word Tov in Hebrew. Tov means goodness, good. What is the energy going to be during Cheshvan in this year of wisdom, this year where we are striving to become wise? It's going to be especially difficult because we have to wake up and recognize all of the chaos that awaits us unless we change and choose to study the Torah. And so year by year, we have been getting this idea that there are two groups of people, a very small group of people who study the Torah, and a very large group of people who don't. Now, that's very simplistic, because it's not just a study that's important. It's the living. It's the doing of the mitzvot, the doing of the sharing with others. This is the month of Cheshvan, the month to share, to manifest the energy of the holidays of Tishrei. The attribute that connects to the month of Cheshvan is Reach, meaning smell. Remember when the Torah tells us, make a sacrifice, burn the sacrifice on the altar, and watch the smoke go up to heaven as a sweet savor to Hashem? That's the smell. That's the energy aspect, the attributes of Cheshvan. The tribal connected to Cheshvan in the past, before the destructions of the temple, was Naphtali. But in our generation, currently, it's the tribe of God. Why do you think there's such an agreement in the sound between the English word for Hashem, God, and the tribe of God? God is connected to Cheshvan. What is the attribute of God? Well, there's this discussion in the Talmud about the month of Tevet, when it was supposed to be the manifestation of the Mashiach coming from the energy of Hanukkah. But that's the month of Capricorn. But some tribal leader by the name of God did some action, and he did teshuvah, but that action that he did changed the manifestation of the Mashiach from Tevet to Shvat, from Capricorn to Aquarius. And this is the tribal leader that is connected. You begin to see the energy is powerful, but out of balance. Could a flood be anything else? A flood is the energy of loving kindness. It's water. We're having currently all kinds of weather floods. Tsunamis in Indonesia, flooding and hurricanes on the East Coast and the South Coast, rain in Louisiana, rain in Texas, all of this loving kindness that's pouring onto us is a flood. If we had the vessel to hold it, that water would be wonderful. The country of Holland and Denmark, in 1953, they had a hurricane similar. They don't call it a hurricane, but they had the similar event. And their country is all below sea level. And they were inundated, and everything was destroyed. But they used some ingenuity, and they built the system that I suggest you look it up and Google it in today's world. But they've had storm after storm after storm over these last 70 years. And those storms do not destroy anything because people have put science and ingenuity and planning . This is what it takes to control a flood of loving kindness. If you don't have the vessel for it, build the vessel through planning, through wisdom, through utilizing all the tools Hashem has given us. The tribe of God has a gazelle as its totem. A gazelle is an agile animal. It moves quickly. It's flexible. This is what you will need to be during Cheshvan. It's what you need to be all the time. We are looking for balance in Cheshvan. Because there's a flood. And if the flood comes and you haven't built your ark, you're going to have problems. And what is our ark in this generation? The Zohar is very clear. It says, I am your ark. During Cheshvan, increase your study of Zohar. We are giving two classes a week, Saturday night and Thursday night. And then on Tuesday night, we teach the Tikkuni Zohar. So three classes a week out of the 6 days we teach. You can connect to the Zohar. Please make those connections. There's 7 o'clock West Coast time on Tuesday, on Saturday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night. Now, one of the tribal herbs that are used in the incense, the 11 components of the incense, one of these connects to the month of Cheshvan. It's called karkom. It's saffron. The essence of saffron is to unify opposites. How do you unify opposites? Spiritually, it's impossible. Because on the spiritual level, if something is opposite, such as sharing and receiving, they're clearly opposites. But they're really not, because the sharing side needs the receiving side. And the receiving side needs the sharing side, but they need to be in balance. And that is the unification of opposites. That is the herb saffron, karkom. The other side is the house for the month of Cheshvan is the Beit Hamavet. But not to worry, because it's talking about the death of the scorpion. It's talking about the death of the negative system. If we maintain our balance. We've spoken about the sign of a crowd of Scorpio. The tribal direction is Saturn. It's north. North is judgment. Scorpio is judgment. I will tell you this, the most negative relationship in the astrological signs is a female scorpion with a male Leo. It's the most self-destructive on both sides, but it's also the most intense. Why is it so intense and why is it self-destructive? Because they both try to control their universe. The female scorpion is trying to control every aspect of her life, or if it's a male Scorpio also, of his life. He's striving to control every aspect of his life. This control is based, motivated by his fear. And this is why the scorpion animal can go into crisis. And this is why the best component, the best match for the scorpion is the Virgo, where the Virgo will look at the details, and by focusing on the details, the scorpion calms down and comes out of crisis. And this is what we need to do during the month of Scorpio. Focus on the details of your planning for the year. Focus on what you're going to do to reveal the light that you revealed during Tishrei. How are you going to manifest that? What aspects of your life are you going to change? This is the month of Cheshvan. The combination, the permutation for the letters of the Tetragrammaton. We start with the Vav and then the upper He, then the lower He, and finally with the Yud in the fourth position. So we see this is a messed up permutation. We're starting with the wrong male letter, and we're starting with the, in the lower worlds, with the long female letters. But we take control by utilizing this permutation today and tomorrow, as I will explain as we get to the Ana B'Koach and our normal dancing and being joyful. Because Scorpio, when you are in balance, is the most beautiful month of the year. But you have to maintain your balance. The letters of the month. The Dalet that created the planet Mars. And we know, we all know the red planet is the planet of war, of battles, of conflict. So we're taking control of those conflicts. And the Nun that created this Scorpio, the letter Nun, representing the 50 gates of positivity in Bina, And the other side is the 50 gates of negativity. Where are you? Are you growing your positivity traits? The letter Dalet and the letter Nun, when put together and spelling a word, it's called Din. And the translation of Din is simply judgment. And of course, we all say judgment is harmful. Judgment is not what we want. But guess what? You cannot live in the physical world without making an evaluation, without deciding, I like this kind of food or I don't like that kind of food. I like this weather, I need to wear a jacket outside in the rain. These are judgments we all make. There is nothing wrong with judgments as long as it is in balance. And this is the message. Remain in balance. Don't be drawn out of balance. Don't go into crisis. We all will connect to that. Dalet and Nun, the third verse of the Anabakoach, connects to the month of Scorpio through the Dalet. And the Nun, we connect to the Scorpion itself. Putting the letters together, Dalet and Nun, we know we're connecting to judgment. But if we remain, we judge ourselves and not others, we are going to be in balance. We're not going to have chaos. We judge others, it happens to be difficult. During Cheshvan, every person will be influenced by. Cheshvan is a difficult month. Tammuz and the first half of Av, similar energy. Cheshvan controls, the Scorpion people control out of fear. The Leo people control out of consciousness of the other person. What is best for the other person? Both strive to control their environments, but the motivations are different. Keep in mind that you're going to be influenced to be fearful, to be emotional, to be worrying, to be concerned. And what gets you over that, through that, and around that is certainty. Certainty that Hashem knows what he's doing. Certainty that Hashem does what's best for each one of us. In Cheshvan, our material desires come to the forefront of our minds. Strive to stay in the spiritual level. Don't go out shopping in Cheshvan. Wait till Kislev to get your kids their Hanukkah presents. Keep in mind the influence. You're going to be brought through the coldness into more physicality, because relatively speaking, physical is cold, spiritual is warm. Physical is bitter, marred. Spiritual is Ram, elevated. So before we start the Anabakoa, does anybody have any questions? So please join me in saying the Anabakoa, and on the third verse, we're going to dance. We're going to change all this worry and bitterness into elevation and happiness. Be joyful as we dance today, as we connect to the tetragrammaton permutation, Vav, Hey, Hey, Yud. Please join me. Anabakoa Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutah Tzadi. These six letters have a gematria of 506. This number connects to the phrase Ahavatinam, translation, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Tzadvenu Taharenu Nora Nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, Pra, Satan. Tear up Satan. Or we can rearrange them to spell Sha'ar Katan, small gates. And it reminds us to guard our gates, to have our ark, our protection shield, so that we don't let in through our gates, our eyes, our ears, our nose, or our mouth. We don't let in through our gates any aspect of the negative system. Na gibor dorkei yehudcha kevava shamren. Nun Gimodalit, Yud Kaf Shin. The first three letters, Nun Gimodalit, spell, have a gematria of 57, which is the same as the Hebrew word Zan. And that Hebrew word translates as Parnasa, sustenance, the fulfillment of every desire to receive. The last three letters, Yud Kaf Shin, is a healing sequence that lets us take our bodies, the parts of our body that need healing, that we've damaged for whatever reason. We can take that body part out of our body back to its stem cell state, where it can be rejuvenated, where it can be healed, where it can be restored, and then return it to the body where it will again do its job as it was meant to do, as it was created to do. And this third verse is what connects us to the month of Scorpio and the tetragrammaton permutation. Wa-hey-hey-yo, stand and dance. Wa-hey-hey-yo. Wa-hey-hey-yo, wa-hey-hey-yo, keep keep your balance. Wah-hey-hey-yo. 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 Are you laughing? Are you smiling? Wah-hey-hey-yo. 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 Feel that energy bring it to balance. Wah-hey-hey-yo. Solid moon. Wah-hey-hey-yo. Wah-hey-hey-yo. Dance around the room. Be joyful. Wah-hey-hey-yo. 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 Feel that energy flowing through you. Share it out to the world without expectations to return. In the channel, wah-hey-hey-yo, wah-hey-hey-yo, be that pipe. Just let it flow out, it's always flowing through you. Wah-hey-hey-yo. 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 Eternity, eternal victory. Hasin kadosh berotucha na'el adata. This sequence connects to the Sefirah Hod and its essence of appreciation and thankfulness. To keep that water flowing, to keep that energy of goodness flowing, keep in mind the sharing to other people without an expectation. Keep that flow going by always thinking of the other person and not yourself. This is how you will create balance in your life. Appreciate that you are a pipe, a channel for this energy of water, of goodness, of loving kindness. Appreciate Hashem and all that He does for us. Appreciate that He gave you all these billions of people to assist you in your spiritual work. That's why they're there. To assist you, not to confront you, not to be a blockage to you, to assist you. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kirushata Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. The energy of this sequence is connected to the Sefirah of Yesod, the foundation, the energy of creativity and creation, the energy of sexuality and unification. Shavatenu kabel ushmati akatenu yodea Talumot Shinkufav Sadiyatat. And we will say, because of time considerations, the eighth verse of the Anabakoch now. We do this in a whisper. This verse grounds any excess energy that we may have brought down, we may have revealed, but we may not have the vessel to hold. And as our final action, we will say the Shema together in case anybody has not yet said the Shema. Please cover your eyes and lean to the left slightly. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Keter Hakma Bina, Chesed Gevura, Tiferet Netzach, Od Yesod, Malchut Echad. And the second verse in a whisper. That's our Rosh Chodesh event for this year, for the month of Cheshvan. In 30 days, we will do it again for Rosh Chodesh Kislev to take control of the energy of that month. Does anybody have any questions? Kodesh Tov to all of you. I hope you have a beautiful month. It really can be a beautiful month. Just keep in mind, connecting to the Zohar as your ark, and keeping yourself in balance Kodesh Tov. Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom
Gadol.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.